Welcome back to another Edge God In podcast. Thank you for pushing the pause button today to edge God in to your mind, your will, and your emotions, those crazy emotions that hijack us. Today we have a guest, and every now and then we will have a special guest on our podcast, particularly to talk about some key scriptures. And what do you do in the face of fear when you're experiencing fear outside of you and there's uncertainty? Fear that fuels uncertainty, uncertainty fuels fear. And so our learning objective today is simply when you walk away from this podcast, you will be encouraged within your heart. We are called to encourage one another as long as it is called today. So truly, because of the uprise and the unleashing of emotions, taking offense, we have a lot of fear, uncertainty. And you know my story as I explained it from the last podcast through advanced cancer and divorce. What is it for you today, listener? You're going through something. I know it out there that there's something that's flaring you up. Stress is the power you give to outside circumstance to define your worth, value, what you believe is you are capable of handling successfully. We know something as followers of Christ, that our battle belongs to the Lord in Exodus 14:14. That is truth. And you can own that and declare that. I wrote that on a huge honking poster board when I was going through advanced cancer and divorce to remind my mind of truth. Your battle belongs to the Lord. So whatever it is today, you can toss it into the lap of Jesus. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce our guest today. And our scripture focus today is actually from 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Perfect love drives out all fear. And we love and are capable of loving because God first loved us. Then we're flipping to 1 John 5:5. Who is it that overcomes the world? He who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So in the midst of darkness and hardship, Holy Spirit, give us the strength to choose life. You set before us, God, life and death, blessings and curses. Help us to choose life. So that we may live, that we may love you with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength, and love our neighbor as ourself, to not just stay stuck behind closed doors, but to get out there and do good for you. Because as we forget about ourselves, Lord, happiness returns. Give us the grace to do so more today than yesterday. In your most precious name, we pray. Amen. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Melissa Montana, she is joining us today, and she is the CEO and president of Star Radio, star883.com. That's where you want to go to hook up with Star Radio, star883.com. You can also connect with them on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And she is one of those rock star human beings that crossed my path, like a sister from another mister. We both were speaking at the Lead Like Jesus event that recently took place. And she was emceeing the entire event. And right away, I just could tell that she was living in the Holy Spirit and wanting to honor God in all things. She's a single adoptive mom. She has a little baby girl that's now 23 years old from Guatemala, and she gives back in that area of adoption and has taken a leadership role in that area as well. Melissa, thank you for joining us today, sister.
And woo, thank you, sister. Yeah. I'm so glad to join you. I think we're one of those kindred spirits. Like the minute we met, we knew that, oh, there's something going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. So we were actually just talking with one another offline. Uh-huh. And Melissa, you were sharing with me what you did during the whole COVID thing, right? Because as we know, and I shared this in the last podcast, when I spoke about my experience through advanced cancer and divorce, life does not always show up the way we want it to. And God is always after our character, and he disciplines those he loves, punishes and reproves those he accepts as sons and daughters. So anything you're going through today, listener, and it feels uncomfortable, know that God is in charge. Ultimately, that he has a greater good to bring about from this situation, whatever you're going through today, and to really be attentive about what do you want me to do with this? What is this? What would you like me to do to do a good job? Help me to do a good job. So Melissa, share with the audience, if you would mind, what did you do during COVID that you were just sharing with me? I was so inspired. I was just like, let's jump on and do a podcast about this, because this is this is a great witness and example of when things aren't going your way, you always have a choice point. And Satan wants to make you feel like you're stuck. And that's a lie.
It is
a lie. You always have a choice point to do something good, to, as some people say, make lemonade out of lemons.
Right. Yeah. What Satan means for bad, God means for good. And if you can recognize that in every situation of your life, even when it feels bad, our feelings aren't always accurate. You have to know the truth. You know, the truth will set you free. And that scripture, the truth will set you free is not enough. It's the scripture before that that says, when you know the truth, then the truth will set you free. So you have to know it in your heart to be able to live by it and hang on to that and cling that. And let me go back before I share that story about COVID last year. Lauren, I also know what abandonment is. I know what that's like. I know as a father figure, what that was like, how that didn't work out. I know in a marriage that married somebody and then after a few years being unfaithful and saying, I don't want to do this. You're not all of this. I need to leave. I'm out of here. And that was unexpected. I'm like, what? You know, God, why did you put me in this place? And why did that happen? Why did it happen here? I wanted to be somewhere else. And when I moved to this new city, new town, that I didn't know anybody and nobody knew me and I didn't matter. I didn't understand why God would allow that to happen then, but he had a plan for such a time as this. Little did I know this place I came that nobody knew me. I didn't know anyone that God was going to bring my greatest miracles and victories and see things that I would have never seen if I didn't have to cling to him. So when you're going through something, friend, let me tell you, it's not so that God can destroy you or defeat you. It's so that he can grow you and help you learn and trust him, and then you'll become stronger. So I always say, don't be a warrior, be a warrior, because we are warriors for Christ. Put on your full armor. Trust him for that. Be ready for the next thing. And if we're ready and looking in anticipation of what God might be doing, you're poised for victory. You're poised for success. So you can set yourself up for blessing, or you can set yourself up for failure by the things that you say, the places you put yourself in, the people that you hang around with. You want to set yourself up for blessing, but that requires us to always be focused on Jesus, on his word, and have people around us and what we're listening to, Christian radio, you know, books like your books, things that you're listening to do matter, so that when an opportunity arrives, you won't be saying, oh no, now what? How do I handle this? The pivot that we all just went through. I had to pivot in my life before and didn't call it a pivot. I didn't realize that until we got into COVID and now everybody calls it a pivot, that we're having a pivot. But I needed to, Lauren, go through some tough times in my life to be equipped to handle the charge that came at me, to be able to handle the difficult times. It's like, you know, somebody in a football game, you know, they go in with their helmets on, with their gear on. It even makes no sense, really, if you watch a football game. Like, they're going at the enemy, basically, the other team, knowing that they're going to take a hit, knowing they're going to get knocked down. And they don't run from that. They run into the battle, into the game, because they're planning on winning. And when people that serve in the military go into the battle, they know that they might lose their life. They know that they might be wounded and injured, but they go in prepared. They went to boot camp. They're ready to take on the enemy. They're not afraid. They don't run from it. They run into the battle. Makes no sense. But when you're equipped and you're prepared and you're trusting Jesus, you can run into a battle and not run away from it and have victory because you're prepared to win. I live to win. Lauren, you live to win. I don't live to run away. I live to win. So when something comes my way, I'm like, all right, God, what do you got? Let's do this. So when COVID hit last year and everything shut down, people went in. We're Christian radio. We're in radio. We serve the community. We do a lot of events, and that's how we meet with people. We get to see them and love on them. That all shut down. Every event shut down, not just us, everyone's. So what do we do? And I looked at one of the new guys just came on the team that God brought him on our team. And I said, you know what? Everybody went in. Let's go to them. Let's go out of our building. Let's go in our vehicles that we have. What do we have? Look at the resources that you have. What can you use? Even if you don't have all the money in the world, what can you use to bless another person? We used our vehicles. I had a giant sign made 6 feet wide, of course, social distancing, and had a sign company make it for us that said, we love you and we're praying for you. And we went everywhere, hundreds of places. We showed up at businesses and parking lots, on sidewalks and driveways. We went to subdivision cul-de-sacs and watched people come out of their homes because they couldn't go anywhere. Senior homes, senior citizen homes, the nurses, they said, "Come, would you come by and pray for us?" We prayed. We went everywhere. It went viral and people got excited. They started seeing things happen. When you're in a place in your life and you feel like your options have shut down, what do you have that God has given you to serve and pivot to do something you would have never done before? Mm-hmm. Then God gets the glory. Do something you've never done before with what God has given you. That's exciting, Lauren.
That is very exciting. Woo, woo, woo. Come on now. Go God. As you can see, I was so excited to pull you on this show, man, because you got the fire of Christ inside of you. And you're living out the power of knowing that all things are possible through Christ.
Yes, right? They are.
And also, you know, another verse that's commonly used is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord. Oftentimes what's left out of that though, Melissa, and particularly in times like this, is all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes, walking in his purposes.
Yes.
So part of the solution that we're talking about here, that when life does not show up the way you want it to, it's an invitation to really do some self-examination. Kind of like what John did when he wrote Revelations. Mm-hmm. I'm reading through Revelations again. It's like, hey, you're doing this, this, and this. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, don't forget your first love.
Yes.
Don't forget your first love, because it's just Jesus. Jesus is your victory. And so when you are seeking to have all things work together for good, and God desires to do that for you, part of the equation of that is to surrender all that you are to him. It's kind of like Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he said, "Lord, I don't want to do this. That's the humanity of Christ. So if it is your will, let this cup pass from me." But it's that huge but, that pivotal but not my will, yours be done.
Thy be done. Yes. We want to trust God in everything, even when it's not easy. You know, I've had so many times in my life, it just didn't look like it would work. It doesn't make sense. It hurts. I don't understand. But one thing I can say, Lauren, is that I don't get God, but I trust him. I trust my Father. I have to know that he knows more than I do. And there are times that we want something so bad. And as you're listening to this, my friend, you want something so bad in your time. And if it's in your time, it might not be the right thing. So what I've been sharing with my team lately and with a lot of people, your plan B that you're like, but I really want plan A, but your plan B could be God's plan A all along. And you're thinking it's second best. No, God's just been waiting for the right timing. So you might want to thank God your plan A didn't work out, because it wouldn't have been God's best. Thank you, God, for vetoing me so many times and stepping and pushing me aside and seeing that, well, but really plan B is not what I had hoped for. No, your plan B, it's probably God's plan A all along. So if it happened and plan B worked out for you, you got to trust God on that and know that that's what he wanted for you. He was just waiting for the right time. He saved you, my friend. He saved you from a lot of heartache, a lot of hurt by not doing everything you wanted. I thank God for that. He's done my plan B many times and it was his plan A.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to a dear friend of mine last night, and something that she has wanted to happen her entire life is kind of falling through. And she always thought that this was God's plan for her. And then a thought started and she wrestled with the emotions, you know, because the emotions come crashing in and hijack our earth suit so fast that we literally get knocked to the mat before we come to, and then are like, all right, maybe you have a better plan. maybe I'll be open to that. So she was talking about Romans 8:28 and how perhaps God is wanting to take me somewhere else. You know, even that perhaps, that little crack in our will, our own will and our ego, is enough for the Holy Spirit to do mighty work.
Yes.
Mighty work. Yes. I stand at the door of your heart and knock. Whoever opens the door, He'll come in. It's just a little crack to do that mighty work, whatever you're going through. Melissa, I love what you said about what can you use? What resources do you have to bless another person?
Yes.
And that is, I found when I was going through the 5 years of treatment and lost my hair and my breasts and everything physically speaking and emotionally, that was my Earth School class of total surrender to Jesus. Jesus, I surrender everything to you. You take care of everything. One of the things, one of the Earth School classes that he taught me is that happiness returns when I stop thinking about myself. And this is that invitation of, hey, you want to follow me? Forget, get over yourself. Stop thinking, stop thinking about you. Because it's not about you. It's about me. And when you think about me, then happiness returns. Or I should say joy.
Joy of the Lord.
Yeah, the joy of the Lord returns. Happiness is momentary, but joy is eternal. And so that joy returns. And it's really, how have you experienced that in your life? Because I know that you have experienced a lot of loss and a lot of Earth School classes where like it didn't show up the way you thought it. This is not what I signed up for type
it
stuff.
It certainly did not. And as you were saying that, it just made me think of, you know, our peripheral, when we see out to the sides, you can kind of see, like if you look straight forward and focus in on something in particular, whatever that is, a person, a thing, you know, beauty, trees, you don't see the peripheral very well, you know, it's blurry. But when you focus in on that main thing, let your main thing be the main thing. And you and I were having a little shouting time before we came on your podcast about Jesus, that Jesus is enough. Mm. If you truly, this is not a religious thing. We are not talking about religion. We're talking about a relationship. Your heavenly Father misses you. If you haven't spent time with him lately, if you haven't for a while, he misses you. He created you for a purpose. You're not an accident. You're not a surprise to God. You might've been a surprise on the earth to some people, but you're not an accident. When you focus on Jesus and you listen to him, I want to be so close to him that I hear his whisper, that he doesn't have to yell at me, you know, I'm a shouter and I'm like, woohoo. And I cheer and all that, but I need to be so close to my Father that I hear his whisper when he's trying to get my attention. He needs to be able to nudge me and I don't have to be blown over to get my attention. Mm-hmm. So when you focus on Jesus, those problems, the hurt, the pain, the loss of the relationship, the medical illness, the job situation, that relationship that hurts, you don't notice them. They don't hurt as bad when you focus in on Jesus, on your Father. And it sounds so simple, but it truly is that. And if something's not working out for you, let me say that. If something is not working out and it hasn't come together, stop for a minute, take a breath. Take a breath. It's kind of some of your stress relievers that you give so wonderfully, that you take a breath and go, okay, God, that didn't work out the way I'd hoped. What do you really want me to know? What do you really want me to get from this? If you can get to that point, you won't feel wounded. You won't feel hurt. You won't feel bitter. You can go, oh, then maybe that wasn't supposed to work out. Like your friend, Lauren, you've been working on something for a while. If it doesn't work out in your time, if it doesn't work out at all, you have to know, if you trust Jesus, he's got something better for you.
You got that.
He has something way better. So when my marriage fell apart, you know, God, what? I tried. It didn't work out. Well, God had something different. And my life has been amazing. I ended up being an adoptive mom. And now I have this huge adoption platform I would have never known about, to go to another country. And because my beautiful daughter, born in Guatemala, brought this baby home, when she got older, I told her we would go celebrate her. It's called a quinceañera in the Hispanic world. We'll go back. Well, from that, we created missions trips. We now go to Guatemala every couple of years to certain places that we help the kids, help the family, support the church there. We have missions that we go in Guatemala because I ended up adopting. But that wouldn't have happened if the man I was married to didn't leave and was unfaithful to me. What Satan means for bad, God means for good.
Amen.
Something greater can happen that you would have never known.
You got that right.
If you were in this place. Don't be afraid of the situation. Ask God, what do you have for me now? Since that didn't work out, what do you want me to know? Trust him on that. Open yourself up to that. Because God said he'd never leave us. One of my favorite verses, Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He didn't say once in a while, I'll show up. I'll be there once in a while. A very present. I feel like that's my Father wrapping his arms around me going, I'm here, girl. I'm here. I've got you. You know, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you. Call to me
and I won't put you on hold. Call to me and I won't eventually get back to you in a week. Call to me and I will answer you. And not only that, I'm going to show you some things you didn't even know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you some great and mighty things you didn't even know about. Call to your Father. Let him lead and guide you, and your life will be blessed.
You got that right. Amen. You got that right. That one statement that you mentioned, and listeners, I'm just going to pull this out kind of as a soundbite to take with you, is what do you want me to know? Yes. So whatever it is that you're going through today, and it's causing any kind of negative emotion within you, turn and allow Jesus to heal you. Matthew 13, we mentioned this in the last podcast. We took a deeper dive into Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, where Jesus is quoting Isaiah. And he said, if they had eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand, they would turn and I would heal them. Mm. So as you turn and allow Jesus to heal you from fear, anxiety, self-doubt, uncertainty, whatever it is that's taking up free rent between your two ears, declare his power over it and replace it with a question. What do you want me to know?
Come on.
To understand, what do you want me to know? Now moving forward, because I'm your ambassador and you're making your appeal through me. We get all tied in knots when we think it's all about us. I know that because I played the fame game before, and Jesus is like, what are you doing? It's not about you. It's about me. You're my ambassador, and I am making my appeal through you for my glory, for my Father's glory. Are you willing? Come closer. Come closer, my child. Am I not enough? And you will find when you do come closer that he always is enough. Melissa, that witness that you just gave in terms of turning away from the undesirable situation, right? And turning back to the one who always brings the beautiful roses in the midst of the thorns.
Yes.
Having that choice point. How many times a day do you do that?
All day.
Right?
All right? Day.
It's a constant faith by faith by faith. Flip from fear to faith, fear to faith.
Amen. Good work.
All day long. So Melissa, any closing thoughts today, right? And specifically focusing around the verses of 1 John where it says, perfect love drives out all fear. And then the next verse fulfills that by saying, once that fear is driven out, we can love because God, we have encountered the love of God. We love because God first loved us. And that is also linked to 1 John 5:5, which says, who is it that overcomes the world?
Yes.
And so it's that having the fear removed, the purpose restored, we're here to love. Mm. Love, love, love.
Amen. I love love.
Yep.
I love God's love, you know, and God is not the author of confusion. We talked about that earlier too. Mm-hmm. And God's about love. And if you're not feeling love in your heart, like if you don't feel that relationship with Jesus, you don't feel that love, that means we haven't spent enough time with him, because you can't love somebody unless you have a relationship with them. God loves you. He's proven that. He loves you unconditionally. But for you to feel that love, you can't just have a cup of coffee with him once in a while. You can't just ask him for something once in a while. Do that to a friend or somebody that's close to you. Only go to them when you want something and see how that works.
Exactly.
You know, that doesn't work. You're like, hey, I want something. Every time this person comes around, you're like, wait, here comes, you know, Sally, Jody, Jim, you know, every time we talk, they want something. Mm-hmm. You know, your Father wants a relationship with you. God created you on purpose. So the way you look, the way you are, where you are, how you were created, the color of your skin, your spirit, your personality, you were meant to be you. And so to have a relationship with the Father that created you is your answer for every single thing in your life. Everything. He loves you, adores you, and Jesus is enough. Mm-hmm. Say that over and over to yourself when you're not sure. Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough, because he is. He paid the price. He's enough. He's your answer and your source today. You won't find it in the bottle. You won't find it in meetings. You won't find it in parties. You won't find it at dinner meetings. You won't find it trying to be close on social media, trying to get a lot of likes. That's not where your source is. Find it in Jesus, and everything else will fall into place. Get close to God. He loves you and misses you.
You got that. You got that right. Wow. This has been such a fun, packed podcast. Will you close us in prayer, sister?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And thank you for the opportunity. I'm absolutely so honored and love that God put us together. There was obviously a purpose and a plan for that happening also. So that we could do this. So Father, we thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your sweet spirit that's alive and well in our life. Thank you that you haven't forgotten us. And God, I just want people to know, someone that's listening that might feel hurt right now, that you're not mad at them. You're not mad. You're not holding a grudge. You're not holding their past against them. You just want them to come to the saving grace of what you've done for us on the cross. You want them to come to you because you have freedom for them through your love. Your love casts out that fear. Your love is the one that sets us free. Your love allows us to be free from the past, but also from any bondage that we might be in. God, we honor you today. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that you've given us your word. We thank you, Father, that you're real, that you're not a statue, you're not an image, you're not a thought, you're not a spirit. You are Jesus, God Almighty, and the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us and loves us. And I thank you, Father, for your healing power today, for someone that might be listening that needs a touch in their body, speak to them, that needs a touch in their spirit, Father, speak to them, in a relationship, Father, in their job, in their finances. Help them to learn to lean into you, to trust you for all things, because you paid the price that we might be free. We love you, Jesus, and give this all to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Melissa Montana, CEO and president of star883.com. Star883.com. Check it out, the work that God is doing through her life, because she's sold out for Christ. Mm-hmm. She is sold out for Jesus, just Jesus. I was sharing about a youth that walked in one time wearing a t-shirt that said just Jesus. And I thought, man, that's all you need. That's
come
it.
On.
So yeah. give them heaven out there. There's enough Woo-hoo. Of the other side going on. And I look forward to the next time that we connect. Join us at edgegotin.com. This podcast will be posted along with the scriptures that go along with it and the one sheet that will capture your learnings. We also recently launched a book, Pre-Sales for Emotional Intelligence in Christ. You can go check that out at emotionalintelligenceinchrist.com. God's favor be with you today. And remember, all things are possible for those who believe.